You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business, once again back in business. Joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, the Professor Christian. Nate, hello once again.
Hello once again, Mike. And we are here. We are excited. Little known fact, it's now a different day, but on the day that we're recording this, it is your birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
I'm 39 years old today.
Well, you know, if you played quarterback, you'd be okay, but any other position, get out of here, man.
My wife asked how it feels to be 39, and I said it feels exactly the same way it was when I was 38. Don't feel any different. But thank you again, and to everyone who did reach out to me today, thank you as well for saying happy birthday to me. I don't require any gifts because I bought myself one.
Yes, you did.
Might be using it on this channel soon. I bought myself a new camera. I have to work with my layout a little bit, I want to change some background things. But you know what's not in the background? The first and second round of your rookie drafts, which, Nate, by the way, there might be leagues where they're kicking off soon. I actually believe in the completed rookie drafts channel on our Discord, which if you want to get in there and show us what you got, patreon.com/DynastyRewind, get a free 7-day trial, come in and hang out. We would love to see you there. It makes Bob smile. And that's not a thing that happens on its own very often. So come hang out. Bob will chat with you. So will Nate. So will I. So will everybody else. But he showed me a completed mock draft a completed actual draft. And we're talking, this is the end of January. So we're getting there. It's that time of year, and today we're going to tell you guys that these are must-draft rookie players in the first and second rounds of your rookie drafts, okay? So let's get into it. Nate, you're going to start it off. You're starting it off with a good one, and I'll tell you what. Sure, the more I think about this guy, the more I watch him, the more I like him. Body control specialist, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm really excited. And anytime I have a late first round pick, I'm looking at Brian Thomas Jr. as my pick in just about every single league.
Love
I love Brian Thomas Jr., what he brings to the table. At 6'4", 205 pounds, he's a big wide receiver. He's got a big frame. He's got long arms. Because of that, he wins the contested catches. His contested catch rate is over 50%. He has been productive in that manner. And he was one of the best in the NCAA this year in catching touchdowns. He had 17 receiving touchdowns this year in the NCAA, which was among the top of the leaderboard. And I love just the fact that his body control, the contested catchability, it is so good. But he's not just that contested catch outside wide receiver that we've seen, you know, a couple prospects like that who excel in that one area. But do they excel in other areas? Brian Thomas does. He can create separation deep. He can be that deep threat. He can also create separation just throughout his routes, in and out of his cuts. He gets low well. He's got good agility for a player as big as him. And because of that, he's able to create separation, you know, at the intermediate level, which is not something that we, you know, usually see with those bigger wide receivers unless they are kind of that true, you know, alpha wide receiver. And I think Brian Thomas has that ability. And not just can he create separation, but can he create yards after the catch as well? He does do that pretty well. This year, he did average 5.7 yards after the catch. So not just a guy that catches the ball and falls down, adds a little spice after the catch as well. He really checks a lot of boxes for me. I'm really excited about him. He's going to be available between the 108 and the 201. I don't think he's going to leave the first round of most rookie drafts this year. I think he's going to be locked into that first round because he's going to get first round draft capital as well. And I think that's really going to lock him into that second half of the first round of your rookie draft. So, you know, whether it's the 108, whether it's the 110, 111, I'm really happy to pick up Brian Thomas Jr. I think he's a value at all of those spots. And he's not just well-liked by us here at the Dynasty Rewind. He is well-liked by the NFL media. Daniel Jeremiah actually just put out his top 50 overall rankings, just all players across the board. And Brian Thomas Jr. came in at number 15 overall, Mike.
Really?
All players across the board. Brian Thomas Jr. came in at number 15. He was the wide receiver 4 on Daniel Jeremiah's big board. So I'm really excited about Brian Thomas Jr. The NFL is really excited about him. You should be as well.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I want to talk about a guy who I want to get in the first round. If I can't get Marvin Harrison Jr., I want the quote-unquote consolation prize in this year's draft class at wide receiver. That is Brian Thomas's teammate, Malik Nabers. I love this guy. Good. Just smooth.
Yep.
Smooth. He's great hands. He could run any route you give him. The ceiling is probably about as high as Marvin Harrison Jr.'s.
Maybe.
And so, you know, sometimes you talk about a guy like this, you almost have nothing to say because he's so good. But I love everything he does. Just when he catches the ball, he has a tendency, and it's not a bad tendency, it's just something I noticed. He catches the ball and he takes a step back, and it just makes the defender pause and think for a minute. And in that split second, he decides where I'm going to go, and the defender is just left speechless. And I understand that in the NFL, there's going to be defensive backs, you know, savvy veterans, guys that have seen it all. And it might negate some of that with Malik Nabers, but just because of his lateral agility, his good hands, and just his smooth motions, I think that he's still more often than not going to win matchups like that against defensive backs. He's definitely, by all means, a top five player in this draft class. Yeah. I guess there's always circumstances where you never know what people are doing, and maybe there's like a huge quarterback run at the top end of the draft, and it's a tight end premium league, so people just go crazy. You know what I mean? Like if there's three quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Brock Bowers, maybe he gets pushed out. I don't see it happening. It very well should be top five. And I think this is a guy who could be a career wide receiver one, maybe not a career the wide receiver one, but definitely I could see him cracking top 12 in the league, or at least really, really close to it. It's just the potential is there.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off of that with Brian Thomas Jr., my thoughts on him, I have him kind of just below Malik Nabers. You know, I think Brian Thomas, you know, that top 25 dynasty wide receiver, he's going to give you top 24 seasons. And I think Brian Thomas actually has the ability to put out a top 12 season, you know, intermixed in there because of his just big time ability. I agree. Malik Nabers also, you know, like you said, I think he's going to have multiple wide receiver one seasons in his career.
Yeah. This is, I think he's a guy too, where you don't get him, you're going to regret it, because this is probably, this could be the cheapest he could be in his career for all we
probably
know, wherever you draft him right now with one pick. Nate, who's your next guy? Oh, look who it is.
I've been talking about him a lot. I'm really excited about him. And he's,
you know what? Plant your flag, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
And he just had a great Senior Bowl. Ladd McConkey. I am not leaving the second round without Ladd McConkey. And that's assuming he makes it to the second round by the time we actually get to our rookie drafts. Ladd McConkey, you know, has kind of come out of nowhere. Because he's dealt with injury, and throughout his college career, that's kind of held him back from getting on the field as much as he really wanted to. At Georgia, he did miss time with a back injury, but Ladd McConkey, when he was on the field, was one of the top players for Georgia. And we saw that this year, when he was on the field, 3.26 yards per route run. And Mike, anytime you're over 3 yards per route run, it is really impressive. And he did that this year. The first two seasons at Georgia, he was over 2, which is always a good sign. His freshman year actually was 2.71 yards per route run. As a true freshman for Georgia, coming up with 447 yards on 31 receptions and 5 touchdowns. So he had the early breakout. We haven't really talked about him as much throughout the season because he was injured, and we were all talking about Brock Bowers' injury. And Georgia, you know, as good as they were not in the spotlight for a lot of the season. But Ladd McConkey, he deserves to be talked about with all the other wide receivers in this draft class, you know, outside of the top three in the next tier, because I think he's that good of a route runner. He's got the speed. You know, he's not a slower, non-athletic route runner. He's an athletic player who also has really, really good route running. His route running ability is pro ready, and he's got good hands to go with it. He has a great understanding of the game. He checks so many boxes for the NFL, and his versatility as well. You know, he reminds me kind of like we talked about it. I think Doug Baldwin is a comp I saw earlier. Actually, the comp Doug Baldwin comp came from Daniel Jeremiah, who I was just talking about in his top 50, and that leads me in a nice segue into saying that Ladd McConkey also was in the top 50. for Daniel Jeremiah. That's where I saw the Doug Baldwin comp, actually. 44th overall on his big board. I do have Ladd McConkey pretty much locked into the second round at this point, both in NFL drafts and early second for my rookie drafts, because I'm going to be picking Ladd McConkey up, not leaving him in the second round, because I think he gives me, moving forward in fantasy football, I think he's a top 30 wide receiver in Dynasty. I expect multiple, a baseline of a top 36 season with Ladd McConkey, and I think he's going to have multiple top 24 seasons in there as well. I think he's got that kind of talent. So planting that flag, Ladd McConkey coming to a theater near you soon.
Oddly enough, he has two career 100-yard receiving games, and they were both 135 yards.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, almost identical, too. 5 for 135 and 1, and then 6 for 135 and 1.
There we go.
Only thing that I'll say, and it's not a knock on him, I just don't think it's how Georgia ran their offense. I think he could be used as a runner as well.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I think the versatility was used on some level, but
yeah.
He offers more versatility than even Georgia used him.
Yeah,
6'185". He runs pretty strong after the catch. He can be used on sweeps, things like that. I like that.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's starting to grow on me as well. So Ladd McConkey for Nate and for you. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. All right.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, everybody. And now I'm going to tell you about a player that I have to leave the second round of my drafts with. And that is University of North Carolina wide receiver Tez Walker. Look, Nate, we got to be real here. He's not a perfect prospect. Okay. He's messing around at Kent State for a while, transferring here, transferring there. The whole thing with UNC at the beginning of the year, then he could play, then he got banged up.
Not his fault.
But we're talking major, major upside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's ever going to be a wide receiver one on a team, but we've seen wide receiver twos on teams be just fine. Let's not forget, Adam Thielen or Justin Jefferson, however you want to quantify them, they were the respective number two on their team when they were together. Devonta Smith is a number two. T. Higgins was second fiddle to Ja'Marr Chase. This is the type of upside I think we could have with Tez Walker. Physical guy, great burst after the catch. Really hard to bring down. These are all things that I think he does well. Really good on slants in the middle of the field, too. He opens up the middle of the field, makes the defense really think about what they have to do. I like that. And I'm okay with taking him anywhere in the second round. Well, probably as high as like the 203, I think I would take Tez Walker. Unless all I had was the 201 and that was the last pick and I didn't think I could get back in, then I'll gladly take Tez there. And again, a solid career wide receiver too, but at the range you're taking him, you got to realize too, with not just him, but with everybody, not everybody's going to be a one at their position.
Yeah.
You know, and you're spending a second round draft pick. Let's say you spend a second round draft pick in 2024 and you get a career wide receiver two. The guy's a wide receiver two on your team for 5 or 6 years. When you look back on it, was it really a bad price to play?
No.
Really wasn't. Even if he's a lower end wide receiver too, and you got him in your flex spot, you're fine with that. I love
Tez Mike. Walker. I'm seeing the early rumors of Tez Walker in the back half of the first round to the Chiefs. That'd be a first round pick if that happened.
That would be interesting. Yeah, if that happens, because he's going to get the Chiefs bump. Where did they have the Chiefs picking? Please say 31.
Well, this was before this past weekend, so whether the past couple weekends.
I love the map of who the country is rooting for. You got the Chiefs over here, the 49ers over there, and then the rest of the country is, can they both lose?
Yeah.
So
just didn't work out how we wanted it to.
We'll see. Because the Chiefs are going to need to kind of remake the room a little bit. They got Rashee Rice. MVS is still there kicking around. Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, who is just an absolute basket case. Who I wonder if they'll even play him in the Super Bowl at this point.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I think he's gone after the season.
I would think so as well.
where he goes. Going to be interesting to see what they do there. So,
yeah.
Nate, who is the last player you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the first or the second round, but either way, I don't want to leave my draft without this guy, and that's Jonathan Brooks. My RB1 in this draft class. Mike, I believe he's also your RB1 in the draft class. I was listening to some other fantasy analysts that I trust and respect, and you know, the Jonathan Brooks love is not as common as I thought. There's some people out there that have Jonathan Brooks as the RB3, RB4, RB5 in the draft class.
Interesting. You know who's not the biggest Jonathan Brooks fan that I thought he would be? Porkman.
Oh, interesting.
I sent him some film early in the process, and he just wasn't the biggest fan. Him and I usually agree on running backs, which is why I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. So I'm happy to soak up the value if it's in the second round with Jonathan Brooks. I don't want to leave my draft without him. What he did this year was so impressive. And he was good his first year, just didn't have a lot of opportunity because he was behind Bijan, behind Roshan. Texas is full of running backs. You know, it's hard to get opportunity. But this year, 187 attempts, over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, average over 6 yards per carry, was, you know, a threat in the receiving game as well, 25 receptions. Look, Jonathan Brooks, he brings the full skill set to the table. He is coming off a knee injury, though. And because of that, I think he's going to drop in value a little bit. I did already talk about earlier in the podcasts how Jonathan Brooks was projected to the Cowboys in the second round. So, you know, he might not get that much of an injury discount if he goes to a great landing spot like that and gets the draft capital in the second round. But no matter what happens, people are going to be iffy on Jonathan Brooks because of the ACL injury, because that's what he's coming off of. We won't get to see him test really throughout the draft season. So there's going to be some unknown there with Jonathan Brooks. I want to take advantage of that. Any value I can get with him, if I can pick him up in the second round, I'm super excited. I think he brings, like I said, a full skill set. He's got the receiving ability. He's such a patient runner, and he just does so well with the little movements when he's at the line of scrimmage and getting into the second level. He makes people miss, and that ability to make people miss, create the yards after contact. He did average 3.91 yards after contact per attempt. Mike, that's really, really good. Anywhere close to four is really good. So 3.9, love to see that. Made 63 people miss. Missed tackles for 63. I'm going to say that 63 people missed. There might be multiple people who are the same there. But Jonathan Brooks, I like him. I love him. He's my RB1. And it's not consensus. It's a year where there's no consensus RB1. So that means we can get the value of picking our player up at a better value.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Brooks is that guy. I want to finish it off with my long-term fantasy expectations. Don't want to forget that, Mike. So I think he's a top 15 dynasty running back as soon as he's healthy. And I think he's competing for a top 12 finish within his second year.
I agree. I like that. And I think the Cowboys would be a really good spot for him to go to, by all means.
Yes, it would be.
Down there. So
keeps him in Texas, too.
There you go. Keeps him in Texas. Funny thing about Jonathan Brooks, he's only started 22 games, or he's only played in 22 games in 3 years. Yeah, so
he's got the injury, but not a lot of tread on the tires.
Yeah, that's, you mean he does have a lot of tread on the tires?
No,
you said not a lot of tread on the tires, more not tread. Yeah, he's still got a lot of tread left on the tires.
There you go, a lot of tread left on the tires.
There it is.
Thank you.
I'm a retired mechanic, I know you need, that, right. You need that tread. All right, so let's get into my last one. And you know what? I like athletes that pay running back, Nate, unlike you.
Okay.
And that's why I want to leave my drafts with Florida State running back Trey Benson. Why? Thanks for asking. I'm going to tell you. He's a powerful, compact runner, and he has really good long speed too, Nate. Oh, and guess what? He's an above-average receiving back with good pass protection. I like Trey Benson. He stands a little too upright for me. That can be fixed, by the way. There is things at the NFL called running back coaches. That's their job. They can fix things that players have deficiencies in coming into the NFL. I mean, look, it's probably late first, early second round pick, and that's okay. I'm completely fine with that because I think he is good enough and has the potential to be a team's running back one, or at least the 1A. I do think he's that good. I think he's better than the last Florida State running back that people got enamored with in Cam Akers. I do. Yeah. I think he's a more powerful runner and just a stronger, his play strength overall is stronger than Cam Akers. I like him better. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
All right. You know, I don't hate Trey Benson, just not as big a fan of him as a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, I don't know what your grade is on. Did you grade him out
yet? I still have a day two grade on him. So it's not like I dislike Trip Benson.
Yeah, I mean, you're not terribly lower than me. I'm the highest, Bob. It looks like he's in more of an agreement with me than you. He's like right in between us on the Trey Benson scale. So, yeah, I like him a lot. And I also like Ramon Davis, too.
Hey, Ray Davis is really good.
There's another guy who could have been considered for this, too. Ray Davis from Kentucky. I'm excited to see where he gets drafted.
Me, too. Me, too. Yeah. He's having a good senior bowl already, so I'm getting excited.
Yeah. There we go. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Again, just want to remind everybody, make sure you check out our free 7-day trial on Patreon. You will not regret it. So for Nate, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time. Thinking about which rookies to target in your fantasy football draft? Look no further than the NFL Mock Draft Database. We are your home for all things NFL mock drafts by sourcing experts and analysts from all over the internet. NFL Mock Draft Database also offers users an ever-changing consensus player rankings to keep you informed on the incoming draft class as you build your dynasty team. Think you have what it takes to be a GM in the NFL? Give our free NFL Mock Draft Simulator a spin, which offers many features such as pick trading, historical draft years, and more. Join us at www.nflmockdraftdatabase.com or follow us on X at @_mockdrafts. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.